We're talking with Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. First of all, Rod, congratulations. You were reelected by acclamation. Your third two-year term. When you started 4 years ago, what did you expect as you stepped into that role?
Really, it was kind of unexpected that I did it in the first round. So I'd really, this was not a long-term thought-out thing, but it's been an absolute joy working with the Farm Bureau folks and both the members we get to work with and then the staff that we get to work with. It's been a real joy. So I've soaked up and enjoyed every minute and have learned a whole lot of stuff. So
seems that you went back to those original promises or statements of intent that you made both at on the Federation side, the insurance side. Seems like there's progress made in most of those areas.
It's pretty amazing when you sit down to look. We've gotten the last 4 years, been a time of great change in Farm Bureau and most of it for the good. So we're really excited about where we're at, and it's actually time to make some real plans for the next 2 years and the time after that. So we had started with a real strategic plan and have hit most of those goals. So now we're getting ready to work with the new board and develop some new plans going forward.
Got a much younger board as far as the years of service.
We're actually going to go from a board that a year ago we'd had a number of us that had served together for 4, 5, 6, 8 years together. Now we're going to have five of the nine board members that will be 1 year or less. So we're in a time of change of leadership because of term limits, and so we're going to have looks like a great crop of new leaders, and we're all going to have to get to know each other and figure out where we're heading.
Let's talk about policy development. You had your resolutions process you've just finished. I know you're still kind of mulling over what some of those things mean, but what are some highlights to you as far as things that came out of this process?
There's a number of things. There were several on finance and rural development, but the big issue was lots of cannabis issues. There were lots of resolutions from the counties on cannabis, and so a lot of those made it through the resolutions committee process and then were approved today by the members, with some of them amended a little bit, but where we'd had a limited amount of cannabis policy in the past, we now have a lot of cannabis policy as we go forward, and then addressed every other kind of issue under the sun, from FSA policies to vaccines and masks and just about anything you can imagine was on the table. So lots of new policies to look at and lots of amended policies to consider.
You mentioned the ag sales tax exemption as you work through that. Work's not done there yet.
It isn't. We tried to work a lot of things out with the Sales Tax Commission just on a discussion basis last year. That didn't go as far or as quickly as we had hoped, so we ended up doing a bill late in the session. And the Sales Tax Commission had been slow to adapt. A lot of those things are even passed into a bill, and the new system that they're trying to do is kind of cumbersome and is trying to switch it to all online, where we think the Constitution clearly calls for the county assessor to be involved. And so we're still not in full agreement with the Tax Commission about where we're at, and we think the process is way too cumbersome for our farmers and ranchers across the state, so we still have work to do to clean that process up.
Now, you've got some measures that Oklahoma Farm Bureau will be taking to AFBF in the days to come, right?
We have a number of national policies. I haven't had a chance. We have a process where issues can either be state, they can be national, or there's some issues that are marked as state and national, but we only vote on them once, whichever book they're in first. And so I'm going to have to kind of sort them out and see what all showed up in the national book. But, yes, we have the National Convention coming up in January. Actually have the National Resolutions Committee is in early December, so we'll be turning in the next week or so all of our national resolutions that passed today, and so those will go into the national process. I actually serve on the National Resolutions Committee, and there's a number of resolutions relating to beef marketing and beef packing, and in addition to all the things related to FSA and forgiveness of discrimination, discriminatory loans, and a whole variety of issues that are on the federal or national list.
I think it's pretty safe to say that the resolutions reflected the red state mentality that Oklahoma has in general.
Our members are proud members of Middle America and stand up for traditional American values, and that shows in our resolutions. So we think a lot of that's what made America great, and our members, you know, are fighting to continue to make America great, and for policies, they recognize the power of work ethic and the power of chance to lift yourself up and improve your status in life, and want to have those opportunities for people to do that.
The guys, the folks that, the men and women that work today in this whole process, your committee, but also the delegates, they basically have given you what marching orders, your staff now, the public policy team, to work with the legislature primarily in 2022.
That's correct. And Farm Bureau, we are a grassroots-driven organization. So if our policy that our members pass says we're supposed to take a specific policy, that's what my charge as a president, and that's what the board's charge is, and that's what the charge is for Steve Thompson and the rest of our public policy team, is to go make those things happen. Some things are pretty black and white. Some, they give us a little bit of wiggle room or some choices. If you're not able to do this, well, then we'd like to have this or do that. And so, but those are the marching orders that we go out and act upon this next year at the state legislature and the next year with Congress.